This is St. Louis Public Radio. While Missouri lawmakers didn't pass a lot of bills inspired by the unrest in Ferguson, they did approve sweeping changes to Missouri's municipal court system. That could have a big impact for St. Louis County cities. But as St. Louis Public Radio's Jason Rosenbaum reports, the bill's impact could extend far beyond the streets of Ferguson, and that has some municipal leaders very worried.
Joaquin Holmes has had his share of troubles in St. Louis County municipal courts. He contends he's been treated harshly there for what he deemed to be minor traffic offenses. The St. Louis resident says he went through a broken system and he wanted the Missouri General Assembly to act.
It's gone out of control. We really need to get to an overhaul and update ourselves to what is appropriate.
Many believe the legislature answered that type of call with the passage of Senator Eric Schmidt's Municipal Courts Bill. Among other things, the legislation curtails the percentage of fine revenue cities can keep and establishes baseline standards for St. Louis County cities. After the national media shined a bright spotlight on deficiencies within county municipal courts, Schmidt says change like Holmes was calling for was desperately needed.
This is something that will get at the root cause, I think, of the breakdown of trust between people in their government and people in their courts, which is this ever-increasing desire by many municipalities to reach into people's pockets with traffic tickets and fines, and it's playing out and hurting the poorest among us the worst.
Schmidt's bill is likely the most significant piece of legislation designed to deal with problems raised by the Ferguson unrest. It will likely receive Governor Jay Nixon's approval later this summer. But while the measure passed overwhelmingly, not everybody is happy about the details. For one thing, Missouri's rural cities can keep a larger percentage of fine revenue than municipalities in St. Louis County. That drove some Democratic lawmakers, such as State Representative Clem Smith of Velda Village Hills, to vote against the bill.
This is a poor excuse. If one would want to use this as an excuse to, something we did in Ferguson, it is not.
What Smith is alluding to is the fact that the city of Ferguson won't actually be affected that much by the new fine revenue cap. Ferguson Mayor James Knowles says his city is only several percentage points above the new threshold and adds that it will be able to meet basic municipal standards laid out in the bill.
Ferguson has become a symbol, and anytime I read anymore whether or not it, quote, affects Ferguson, I just take it as they mean the symbol and not the city.
Some fear the bill will instead hurt African-American-led towns like Northwoods, a bedroom community which takes in about 25% of its revenue from fines. Northwoods Mayor Everett Thomas says his town may have to cut services or staff, and some surrounding cities may not survive.
I think a lot of the cities have already been hurting financially, and this just adds to the problem.
St. Louis University law professor Brendan Roediger worked with Schmidt on the bill and likes a lot of the provisions in it, but he is concerned that it could be a death blow to black political power in St. Louis County, especially if scores of small towns disincorporate. He also says judging a city's oppressiveness through percentage of revenue can be deceiving.
I have said all along that there are municipalities in West County that are just as bad as municipalities in North County, that using percentage of revenue to measure courts is an absurd measurement. What it really tells you is that a municipality is poor.
Schmidt says he's talked with some North County mayors and understands their concerns. But he says his bill wasn't meant for particular cities, but for residents who he feels have not been treated fairly.
I've always viewed it as this is for the taxpayer, because I think we're going to end up with a better structure of government in St. Louis County in particular.
Still, Schmidt's bill could face a legal challenge from cities upset over its provisions. But if it survives in the courts, the legislation could be a watershed moment for municipal court defendants and St. Louis County municipalities. I'm Jason Rosenbaum, St. Louis Public Radio.